In an acting studio in IU's Leonorville Theater and Drama Center, a class of mostly undergraduate students are working in pairs, taking turns punching, kicking, and choking each other. But none of it's for real. This is stage combat class, where acting students are learning how to create the illusion of stage or movie violence without getting hurt.
Be very specific about your targeting!
The class is taught by Assistant Professor of Movement Adam Noble.
This section of the class, I've asked them to bring in a personal object struggle. So using the techniques that we have already gotten through in class, they are going to bring in an object and basically fight over it.
As the rest of the students watch, Matthew Buffalo sits at a table in front of a slice of cake. Dawn Thomas approaches, wanting the cake for herself.
Hey, Matt! You have cake!
My cake. I have low blood sugar.
Matthew, give me that cake.
No.
Give me that cake! Give it to me! I want it!
The slaps are so convincing, they make the student audience gasp. According to Adam Noble, the trick to making a slap or punch look real lies in the victim's reaction.
If I clap and my hands fly clear of my body, then the audience sees my hands have flown away and they don't know where that sound came from.
Another technique Noble teaches is touching the pain. The attacker hits a relatively safe place on the victim's body, say the inner thigh, and the victim touches his groin, directing the audience's attention there.
If I do the clap very quickly and then touch the pain with those hands, then they're looking at the reaction of what has happened rather than where did that sound come from. It's a little bit of Harry Houdini, a little bit of misdirection.
After the fight scene with the cake, Noble critiques the students' work.
Great fun to watch. Sight lines were well covered. One of the reasons why we are always using the smallest amount of food that we possibly can, and one of the reasons I was worried, is if you get into a struggling match around food, you can slip on it. Yeah. So this was very inventive. But if you are going to use food props, you have to be careful about where they end up. Yeah.
Noble places a strong emphasis on safety, which he sums up in his teaching motto.
Safety first, safety last, and in the middle, a little bit of storytelling and safety.
He rebukes his students when he hears them falling heavily on their knees, an effect he calls knee music.
I am hearing knee music. Ow! Yes? Stress fracture. Yes, no good. So, keep it silent. Love the floor. The floor is your friend. Continue.
Undergraduate theater major Gina DeSario appreciates Noble's focus on safety. When she performed in high school productions, there was no one of Noble's expertise to guide her.
We never learned how to fight correctly, so we were just told to go at each other. So we did. And we came out with bruises, but I'm okay. I'm here. I'm alive, so it's not a big deal.
Noble's interest in stage combat grew out of involvement in acting and the martial arts. He is certified as an advanced actor combatant by the Society of American Fight Directors, a nonprofit organization that seeks to raise standards in the industry. In the 17 years he's been teaching stage combat, he remembers only 3 times when injuries occurred, all of them minor. But it takes only 1 injury, he believes, for an actor to lose trust in his acting partner.
You make one misstep with 44 inches of steel in your hand, and somebody's going to the hospital. So it takes a sort of training and a sort of discipline and a sort of constant vigilance to do this correctly over and over and over again.
You can see some of Adam Noble's stage fight choreography in the IU Theater and Drama productions of The America Play and Oklahoma, which will be performed in March and April. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Make sure you both try it with both feet.